This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash out.
We kick off hour number three of the program, Victory Monday edition.
I can't remember.
Not gonna throw out a guess?
No.
OMC.
Yeah, never would have got that. Never would have got that.
New Zealand musical group.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Thank you for that, Dave.
You're welcome.
Is Alabama going to win another Heisman and national championship?
More than likely, yes.
It's trending that way.
We had them in third and long, like, what, 14 times in that game?
Yes. Give or take.
Auburn had them beat three or four times.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what gets me. They, like, neither one of those things would have happened had, one, they held on. And then, two, you just go for two there instead of trying to go to overtime with T.J. Finley.
That was the
I'm out
call.
On Brian Harsin. Now, looking back on it, I'm out.
That was your boy. You were all in. You said he was going to have so much success.
He still has a chance, but that got me. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out.
That not going for two on that one, I'll just never understand that. Especially when you're about to have to just start going for two.
Right.
And the two-point play you called next was easy.
Yeah,
it was like a walk-in.
Didn't even block it. Right, and got it.
Well, speaking of Tigers, gentlemen, Memphis has lost three straight.
Oh, goodness. You love to see it.
They fell to Iowa State, 78-59. Whew, not good. Georgia beat them, 82-79. Then they went to Ole Miss over the weekend, 67-63. And, boys, Penny is not taking any responsibility. He has put it all on the players. The three-game skid, not coaching. It's negativity.
All right, today's the 6th. I believe we play them on the 18th. So 12 days away.
Yeah, maybe. Is this the rally the troops?
How are you going to feel if we lose to Memphis this year?
Well, Hickman said it before the show. What is this season, Hickman, if we don't beat Memphis?
Oh, it's going to ruin everything for me.
What exactly did you say? I believe you said
it's
complete.
A failure.
Yes, you said complete
eyes, failure.
Complete disaster.
And like that's an overreaction, I know, but I hate Memphis. I hate Penny Hardaway, and you have no excuse to lose this game based on the trend that we're on and the trend that they're on.
This is a very strange stance for Penny Hardaway to take. He did an interview with Seth Davis of The Athletic, and he said this: "We've got so much negativity in our locker room with veterans being jealous. Everybody's trying to get to the NBA off the ranking we have, but nobody's willing to sacrifice minutes, touches, anything. It's been miserable. You can imagine what a 17-year-old is thinking as he's trying to figure it out." He declined to name names. "I don't want to do that. I don't have time to deal with angry parents."
He does think he's still in AAU.
He said he intends to shake up the lineup in the coming days. "I'm going to have to be a complete bleep hole from this point on and play the players that care. There's the group of them on this team that if I played them, I really feel in my heart we could be undefeated."
I think he means to this point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because then he said, or maybe only have one loss. "The main reason we have these losses is the veterans don't want to take the young guys under their wings. They want it to be about them. So when adversity hits, they run. I guarantee you we'll start winning because you're going to see guys out there who care and will carry out the game plan. They might make mistakes, but they are not going to be any character issues. He was asked if he had enough bleep hole in him to switch things up so drastically. He said, I've got a lot of bleep hole in me. I'm from the hood. I'm respectful because my grandfather raised me the right way. Excuse me, grandmother. But if you're destroying the team from the inside and not caring, that will make me snap. So, hang on. Just let me get this straight. I just want to try to process this. Mm-hmm. There's negativity in the locker room.
A lot, apparently.
Guys aren't willing to sacrifice for the greater good of the team. But he has also admitted that he is playing a lineup that is losing them games.
Yeah, that's...
All of these, Sir Anthony, are your fault. And it is your job to fix them. It is very simple.
I've never heard a coach say that if they... It's like saying if I played the worst lineup, we would be doing better.
Well, I don't even know. It's like, it's not saying.
What do you mean?
He's saying if I played the players that care the most and did the right thing the most, we'd be undefeated. And my question is,
well, then why
aren't you doing that?
Yeah. No, usually it's if I played the guys that care the most, we wouldn't be as successful on the scoreboard, but it would teach our guys a lesson. Like, that would be the sacrifice.
Right.
He's basically saying he could have his cake and eat it too,
but.
But he hasn't.
He's playing the wrong lineup because he wants, I guess, to get these young kids to the NBA.
I don't know. That
it's a bold strategy.
Makes no
Cotton.
Sense.
We'll see how it plays out.
None.
I just don't get it. What are you doing? It's brutal. He's admitting all the failure. Mm-hmm. But not taking any responsibility
right,
for
of
it. That's
not.
The beauty for
yeah,
the
of
beauty.
Not.
Like, I could be winning these games, guys, but I'm not,
mm-hmm.
but it's their fault because they're negative, and I can't fix it. Brilliant.
Yeah, our game against them from a national viewpoint's kind of lost a little bit of luster to it
mm-hmm.
here in the last week.
Because of them.
Which is really sad because I think this was probably one of the games on the schedule this year that even non-Tennessee basketball fans
sure.
had circled. But regardless, I'll just beat them, please.
Yes, please. Oh, Davey, you got to be excited about that one. When you're traveling New Year's Eve?
No, I'm going to go up that day of New Year's. We'll leave early on New Year's, so that'd be the first.
So you're not going to miss the halftime of the Arizona Bowl?
I probably will, but I'll DVR it.
Come on.
Or I'm sure
you
somebody's
get Creed
it.
Live.
It's just Scott, but that is basically
that
Creed.
What's he going to sing?
It's just Scott.
It's just Scott. Name another member of the band.
It's not important right now.
Exactly.
What's important is we're going to get an incredible
Creed,
halftime
Creed,
show.
Creed. You can't name. Another band member outside of Scott Stapp. It's very sad.
I like five songs, and it just so happens that it's just turned into every time something happens with Scott or Creed, I just get my messages, mm-hmm. my DMs are blown up. But I appreciate that in a way, you know. It's like those five songs
got,
are better.
They got more
those,
than five.
Those five songs, though, no, they're just five. You
nope.
have My Sacrifice, all right, we
nope.
got that one. You got Higher, With Arms Wide Open. One Last Breath, and we'll throw in My Own Prison there. But
what if
those five
great song.
Those five songs stand up and are better than any other five songs you could compile from a single artist ever.
Ever.
Coldplay's got a better five song lineup.
Fix You's incredible. Yellow's a great song.
Paradise.
Clocks?
It's okay.
No Clocks?
Clocks. Viva La Vida.
All right, there's five. See, Creed wins that battle.
That's just a...
You a big Coldplay fan?
I like Coldplay.
Fix You might be my favorite song of all time, I'm not going to lie.
It is beautiful.
That's cute.
It's better than some dumb song by Tool, you'd say.
It's just very different. Like, there's not even... You can't even compare those two bands. It just depends on, like, the mood you're in, what kind of music you like.
That's the thing about Fix You. It starts off slow and it builds up, and so you get a little bit of everything compiled in one song.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. you know nothing about Tool then, because you just described like every one of their songs. Starts out slow, builds up. It's like a symphony.
No.
We'll reset. We'll come back
with more. It
doesn't
appeal to the masses.
I don't know what
they were the number one band on Apple. They beat Taylor Swift.
They ain't played nobody, Paul.
Masses.
Hour three continues live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Last call for phone calls. All calls have been brought to you on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. If your loved one's been injured in an accident, head on over to G3HelpMe.com and they'll get you all set up. It's the law offices of G Turner Howard III. G3HelpMe.com. It's the place to go. Let's look at this list of bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
Really wish they had 12-team playoff. Somebody even sent me the bracket. Would be pretty sweet. You would have had
It'll be here before you know it, man.
You would have had Ole Miss, Oklahoma State from Oxford, Mississippi.
Hmm.
Winner to play Alabama.
Nah.
Could be a rematch.
Thank you. I'm aware.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd love to see Ole Miss get another crack at them.
They got killed.
Yeah. So?
All right.
That's a thing, like...
That's a bad first quarter. They get rid of that, and they come out strong. It could be a
completely
different
ball game.
Alabama
almost lost to Auburn last week.
Yeah, it's
and
a
then
rivalry
blasted
game.
Georgia this week. Like, it just... It,
Bama these, might be in trouble, though. Mechie tore his ACL.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked bad. Ugh. Baylor would play Michigan State. Winner to play Michigan.
I bet Michigan would like to have that one back. I mean, they're fine now, but gosh, they should have won that game.
You'd have Ohio State versus Utah, which you're going to get that game in the Rose Bowl. Unfortunately, it's not for anything except
the Rose Bowl.
Winning the Rose Bowl, yeah.
Well, now, according to... who was it? That's more important than making the college football playoff.
Who said that?
I think it was Larry Scott.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That adds up.
Well, yeah.
Playoff?
Yeah. The winner of that game would have played Georgia. So, like, Ohio State, Georgia, or Utah, Georgia would be good matchups. And then you'd kind of have a weak quadrant, just the way it broke out this year, at least I think. But... you might have one of the hottest teams with a chance to make a deep run. You got Notre Dame versus Pitt, first round game, South Bend. Winner would get Cincinnati.
Hmm.
So you'd still have kind of one of the four teams be kind of a, in my opinion, kind of a weaker team there, obviously, because it's 4, 5, and 12 in that grouping. Anyway, I don't know.
But maybe, sorry, maybe Nate, no 12-team playoff this year.
Maybe one day.
It's coming. Be patient. You'll be all right.
Mm.
What?
I don't have faith.
You're going to get it. It might not be the exact format we want, but I think you're going to – I mean, it's going to 12.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Bob Bowlesby actually made a comment over the weekend about it. We're very far away as far as getting to that point. I don't remember his exact quote.
It doesn't make any sense. Everybody,
he had a quote. I can't remember it.
Like, everybody should be for it. The SEC should be for it because they could get 3 or 4 teams in. And the other schools should be for it because if the SEC gets 4 or 5 teams in, they still get more teams in the mm-hmm. playoffs.
Well, I was sitting there and I was just thinking, Bob's coming out and saying this. We're far away as far as what we need to make happen. And I'm just sitting there like, Bob, you're the big reason behind this. It's like you got upset with your two teams leaving
he's
to go
just
to the
put,
SEC.
He's putting a little pressure on them. Mm. He's trying to get his, they'll vote him out. Like, they'll be fine. I mean, Tennessee next year, 10-2, playoff bound. Ooh.
That'd be great.
Baby.
See, we might go 10-2 and just get left out.
Losses to Alabama and Florida.
I'm going to regret saying this, but after hearing Billy Napier's opening press conference, we better not lose to that guy. I'm gonna have to go back and watch all.
This is the year. We're at home. They got a first year coach. You gotta stomp on them. You gotta put them in a new place.
I had some Florida people pretty excited about the hire, and after the press conference, they're like, "This is Muschamp 2.0. Like he is offensive Will Muschamp."
Muschamp never lost Tennessee.
They're not doing that thing where they're like, "Well, let's just wait and see if he wins football."
Which is actually kind of scary. A lot of people very unimpressed.
Yeah.
With Billy Napier,
the way he talks,
and what he said.
Okay.
Said they don't want to make any mistakes in recruiting, so they're probably what was it? It was we're probably not going to sign that many guys.
Yeah. That's what Shane Beamer said last year too.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that worked out. I think it's kind of stupid.
I mean, you're at South Carolina.
Like, if they leave,
is Florida.
Like, you can basically run them off if they don't work out. Like, just tell them to transfer. I mean, it's not. I mean, you don't want to like take a bunch of bad apples. You know, are bad apples, but you got to take some guys that, you know, might be good football players. And if there's a couple here or there that don't work out, you just run them off, right? What's the problem? Tell them to transfer. Don't play them.
All right, he meant early signing day. I didn't. It was a cut up and all that.
It is soon.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Mm. Yeah, it's next week.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
So maybe okay. So that's what he meant. He needs a little more time to.
Yeah,
vet
that makes sense.
The guys they're recruiting.
Okay, I buy that.
Yeah, you can't have any more like Tay Bang incidents and whatnot.
Wouldn't he have like, I don't know, at least like two or three players that he probably thinks are good enough to play at Florida that he was recruiting for Louisiana? I mean, what do you think that...
Which bowl game are they in?
Overlay is that?
I was going to ask you that earlier. I'm not sure. I don't know. Probably some.
A couple, right? LSU-Kansas State is the Tax Act Texas Bowl that actually comes after the semifinals. It's the only game in between the semis and the championship. That's on Monday, January 10th.
Chris, you should put out the poll, will Tennessee beat Florida next year, just to see what the audience reaction is right now.
Utah-Ohio State Rose Bowl, Iowa-Kentucky, Citrus Bowl, Oklahoma State-Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl.
New Orleans Bowl is where Louisiana is, against Marshall.
Where's Florida?
Gainesville.
Florida is it? That literally, you were trying to be funny, and that just didn't make sense.
They're in the Gasparilla Bowl.
Are they really?
Yeah, against UCF.
Oh, UCF, really?
Mm-hmm.
Boise State, Central Michigan, the Barstool.
I'm assuming
Sports
Napier's
Arizona
not coaching
Bowl.
The bowl.
No.
Okay.
Washington State versus Miami in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Sure.
Wake Forest A&M, Gator Bowl. Mentioned that one. Wisconsin, Arizona State, Las Vegas Bowl. Pitt and Michigan State in the Peach Bowl.
I just now saw this.
Tennessee's game. Yeah?
Did you see who's in the Liberty Bowl?
No.
Liberty?
Mississippi State. Versus Texas Tech.
Whoa.
I did see that.
Is that his first game against Texas Tech?
I think so.
Talking trash. Did you see him?
He should. They owe him several million dollars.
He said, I just got word that cowbells will be allowed at the Liberty Bowl. He said, Texas Tech usually has one guy ring the bell. Ours will be louder. Pretty good.
Yeah, talking smack. Really went at him, didn't
Mike Leach.
I don't know, man. They did not play well. They also got screwed last time they were in the Liberty Bowl.
That's a good point. Oregon, Oklahoma in the Alamo Bowl. That's a big high name value game with teams that kind of.
Yeah. Not a very good bowl. I mean, neither of those teams had terrible years.
Clemson, Iowa State in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Who you got there, Hickman?
There's no more big jobs for Matt Campbell, right? He's staying again.
Yeah, but he's just going to wait until some of these guys
no
flame out.
No Venables for Clemson? Or is he going to hang out, you think?
For a meaningless Cheez-It Bowl, I think he's going to go ahead and head on over to Oklahoma.
I would.
I mean, I would, too. I was just wondering.
Maryland, Virginia Tech in the Pinstripe Bowl.
No, thanks.
SMU, Virginia, Fenway Bowl.
Virginia hired a coach yet?
Don't think so.
Mm-mm.
West Virginia, Minnesota in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
I still like the Poulan Weed Eater Bowl.
Yeah.
We need to bring that bad boy back.
UCLA, NC State, San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl.
That's a good one. Just call it the Holiday Bowl.
Mississippi State, Texas Tech, Liberty Bowl, as Davey mentioned. Air Force, Louisville in the First Responder Bowl. Auburn, another SEC team, is against Houston in the Birmingham Bowl. Long travel there for
Auburn. Big road trip.
Boston College, East Carolina in the Military Bowl. West Virginia, or sorry, Western Michigan and Nevada Quick Lane Bowl. Georgia State, Ball State. Memphis, Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl. UCF, Florida in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. North Texas, Miami in the Frisco Football Classic. And did you hear that one SEC team had to be randomly left out of the SEC tie-ins because the SEC had 13 teams mm-hmm. be bowl eligible, but only 12. They only have 12 official tie-ins.
Mm-hmm.
So Missouri was the one that got
naturally.
So Missouri's playing Army in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Good thing they can stop the run. They've gotten better since they fired their coach.
They're going to see a lot of it.
That game's this weekend. Army-Navy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. UTSA is playing San Diego State in the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. Kent State and Wyoming. What?
Did say that bowl again?
The Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl.
Sure. Sure.
Kent State against Wyoming in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
That's a classic.
Old Dominion and Tulsa in the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Myrtle Beach Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's at Coastal Carolina Stadium.
I kind of figured it would be.
Louisiana Marshall in the New Orleans Bowl, as Hickman pointed out. Utah State, Oregon State.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
In the L.A. Bowl.
L.A. Bowl.
Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl presented by Stifle.
You got it.
Okay.
Eastern Michigan and Liberty in the Lending Tree Bowl. UAB BYU in the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. UTEP Fresno State in the New Mexico Bowl. Western Kentucky App State in the RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl.
RoofClaim.com. Sure. Hurricane season, you know?
And then the bowls get started on Friday, December 17th with MTSU and Toledo in the Bahamas Bowl.
That's always a hell of a bowl game every year.
Was it Memphis BYU with the brawl at the end? It was a brawl.
There was a brawl. One year it was like 72 to like 58. Like, that's always one of the best bowl games to watch.
Oh, it's Memphis Mississippi State in the brawl. Well, Mississippi State was in a fight at some point.
I thought it was.
That it could be another one, but Mississippi State was definitely in some brawl.
Yeah, they got
last
in a fight last
season.
Year. I don't even remember. Oh,
though, that's right.
And then the only
Leach is over there, like, talking to the camera guy, like, yeah, it was a great win for us. A melee. Is it Liberty? Yeah.
No, it wasn't Liberty.
We'll find it.
That was the Miami Beach Bowl.
Okay.
It was 2014?
No.
Memphis BYU? I could have sworn there was a.
No. Oh, the one you're thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
I was on Mississippi State. Northern Illinois and Coastal Carolina in the Tail Greeter Cure Bowl.
It was Tulsa.
Tulsa, Mississippi State.
Tail Greeter Cure.
And the Armed Forces Bowl.
All right.
Support the troops.
So Friday, December 17th is when all the action commences.
I'm geared up. I'm ready.
All these meaningless bowl games.
Okay. Did you see Javonte Payton? Like, oh, great, the Music City Bowl again. I guess he didn't want to go back.
Why does LSU not play until the 4th?
Because that's just when they put it.
Yeah, there's always those weird after the first.
There's only one this time.
Is it really?
Texas Bowl.
That's the only.
After January 1st, you get the one bowl game and then the national championship on Monday, January the 10th.
From Lucas Oil Stadium.
That's actually in Jerry's World this year.
What is?
Championship. I don't know what you're looking at, but
I'm looking at Monday, January 10th.
What about?
Might be right.
College football playoff, national championship.
It's presented by AT&T.
It's in Lucas Oil Stadium. What?
He just said, no, it's not. It's in Jerry's World.
He's
doing that thing where he's wrong again, but now he's going to say, well, it says AT&T, even though that's just the sponsor.
No, that's the sponsor.
Hit the button, you moron.
Of like the whole playoff, right?
We're not overdue yet.
Yeah, we are.
Tickets as low as $1,335. Lucas Oil Stadium, somebody's going to tear their ACL.
What? Why would you say
it's
that?
It's a terrible field.
Okay.
All right.
I thought that was okay.
The house that Peyton built.
We'll come back with more Hour 3 next. The NFL is heading into the home stretch, and they're giving us a big Week 13 divisional matchup tonight between the Pats and the Bills, and the FanDuel Sportsbook app is making it even bigger. FanDuel's giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Pick your winner, and you can turn a $5 bet into $150. And if you haven't taken advantage of your same-game parlay for Week 13, it's your last opportunity to do that, too. You can get a $10 credit back if your $10 three-leg or more parlay does not hit. Just opt in on the FanDuel Sportsbook app if you're already an existing user. And if you're new, you can take advantage of 30-1 odds on either team to win the game tonight between Pats and Bills. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. When you sign up, use our promo code 3OUT. That's 3OUT. And right now, if you're already on there, you can refer a friend and get $50 in your account, and your friend can get $50 in site credit as well when they sign up. So
free money.
It's all exclusive on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. We love it. You will too. It's a great way to play along with primetime NFL football. And tonight it's a big one. Pats and Bills, two pretty good teams going at it on Monday Night Football. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designate offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Mike Ryan of the Levitard Show says that the crystal ball deal to Miami will be done today.
Really?
Meanwhile, Manny Diaz
still
is just hanging around. What are they doing? Like, can they announce a hire before they fire? At that point, you got two head coaches. How does that work? Doesn't that break some kind of NCAA rule of coaches on staff or something?
Once he verbally agrees, they sever ties with Manny, pay him his buyout, and he goes on his merry way, and then they give Mario Cristobal about $9 million
a year. No. You think it'll give him nine?
He's making a good amount at Oregon.
I feel like I saw the numbers last night. It's like Miami's got to pay like seven to buy out Chris Ball. They're going to pay, to buy out Diaz. They're going to pay him like eight or what. I don't know. It was crazy. The whole thing was a mess.
So they're going to owe Diaz seven. They're going to owe Oregon nine.
That's what it was.
I don't know if the Diaz number is right.
Okay.
Seven-ish sounds good. So that's $16 million.
And then they got to pay Cristobal
his new salary.
Which, I mean, you're going to pay Diaz a big portion of that anyway if you're still the coach.
Cristobal, in December of last year, signed a six-year $27.3 million contract. So I think that averages around like 4.5 or something a year. Or at least that's where they were going to start him off at.
If he gets nine?
This says that he started off at 4.3 million was what they started to pay him.
It's a 4.55 average. They're gonna double his salary?
Probably.
No, they won't pay him nine.
Who knows, man? It's a crazy new world.
Probably 6.5. Six.
Again, the market got completely reset this year.
I know.
Big news for your boy, Houston Cress. Walt Bell, big Tool fan.
Okay.
Going to be Indiana's new offensive coordinator.
Okay. They need help.
There you go.
Hey, Tom Allen, my other boy, kind of struggled. I'm glad they went after my other boy, Walt.
Yep.
It'd be hard to do worse next year.
Nowhere to go but up. Smart job. See, he's smart. Walt Bell, genius.
Clemson offensive coordinator Tony Elliott has interviewed for Duke's head coaching position.
So they might lose Venables, Elliott. Mm-hmm. At what point does Dabo like, uh-oh? I mean, that's been like his calling card is the stability of his staff over the years. I'd seen his name getting tossed around a lot for the Oklahoma job. I don't know how serious any of that was. But is it time for Dabo to, like, make a move? Or is he a Clemson lifer?
I said Notre Dame should have called him.
You also said they should have called Lane Kiffin.
They should have.
What's the biggest job open right now?
Oklahoma.
No, it's not open. It's Venables.
It's not finalized.
What are you talking about?
Virginia?
Davey.
Venables has already had a press conference.
Moron.
Ink's not dry yet.
Okay, yes it is. I mean, Dabo can't go to Virginia.
He's already done an interview. Maybe not the official press conference. But, I mean, I was looking at an article right here 49 minutes ago. Brent Venables shares first words as Oklahoma football coach.
Like, it's done, man.
Like, Bob Stoops already has quotes about hiring him.
It's over.
Yeah, what is the biggest job open?
It's got to be Virginia, right?
Virginia.
I mean, Oregon, if...
Yeah, okay, yeah, so...
But we don't even know if that's going to be open, though.
That's a good point. Yeah, well,
it'd be Oregon.
Would Miami call Dabo? If Cristobal says no,
they call Manny Diaz. Hey, trade
Manny Diaz to Clemson?
No, to Oregon.
Oh, no! Like, if Oregon opens up, would Dabo even that footprint just wouldn't work, right?
That's not a good fit.
I don't know how good of where's Cristobal been? He's been a little bit everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like he'd be fine at a place like Miami. But Dabo in Oregon? I don't think so, Tim.
Nah.
That would not work.
Mm-mm.
Cristobal has been at Miami. That's where he was a GA from 98 to 2000. He then went to Rutgers for a couple of years.
Oof.
Then, that was before Shiano. Then
I know, I just was, don't back like Rutgers.
At, was back at Miami. Then was the head coach at FIU. Then went to Alabama. Then Oregon. And, yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Did he take it? And then what does Oregon do? Call Chip Kelly back up?
I think Cristobal's
get the band back together?
He's going home.
Is that home?
He's born in Miami.
We're talking about Chip Kelly.
God damn.
Keep up.
Chip's from somewhere in the Northeast.
That's what I thought, like New Hampshire or something, right?
Damn,
Vermont.
Oregon.
Hey.
Just kidding. Tom Herman?
Wasn't he at Utah with Herb? That's,
out that direction?
Well, that's a Pac-12.
Yeah. Wasn't then. Now it is.
I know, but.
I don't know. Who's a good fit for Oregon?
Butch Jones. Okay, maybe not.
No.
Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin.
Yep.
Literally, Lane Kiffin's a good fit for everything.
It is weird. You can make it work for Lane Kiffin anywhere, all the time.
Yep.
It's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
What a chameleon.
He's staying at Ole Miss.
Until the money's right.
He got an extension.
Okay, but somebody can come and just say, hey, here's enough money to where that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're
what happened in Cristobal right now? Miami has tapped into the Children's Hospital, and they are going to pay that man his money.
Like what?
At least it's not us.
It's $400 million.
It's only $400 million of the Children's Hospital. Like,
yeah, but it's $400 million in profit. Like, you got to spend it somewhere. Upgrade the facility.
You can expand the hospital. You can pay for better doctors. You could, you could save some lives here.
Yeah, but football. Oh, surely you know that one.
No.
What? You've never seen the Simpsons episode where they come to Knoxville?
I just don't remember
they
that.
They come for the World's Fair.
Yeah, the World's Fair with the Simpsons.
Yeah, but they were only 20 years late?
I forgot about the wigs.
I think it was like 8 at that time.
8 years late.
No, that would have been a 96 episode, I think.
You don't know.
It's 10 or, like, the episode's License to Drive or something like that.
What year do you think the World's Fair was?
That was 84.
No, it was 82.
Oh, the 82 World's Fair. Oh, yeah, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 82. So it was 86 New Orleans then?
I don't know, man. Let's see. You know what? Congrats, Dave. It was a 96 episode, but it was 14 years later. Hmm. Yeah, it was the Sunsphere was a Whig outlet.
Oh.
And they knocked it over when they left. People actually think that that's what it was because the Simpsons are always right, but it has never actually been a Whig outlet.
Apparently it's opening back up.
Wouldn't speak too soon.
They're doing a 20th anniversary.
It hasn't been to this point. It could be. I think it would be funny if they sold some Whigs up there just as a joke. It's opening. I didn't know it was closed.
They're doing a 40th anniversary celebration, apparently. You know,
what can you do at the Sunsphere?
There used to be a restaurant.
There's a restaurant.
And a bar. It's actually kind of cool. Yeah.
There's multiple levels in it. You ever been up there?
I don't think I have.
Huh. I haven't.
You call yourself a local? What do you think
there's
it
like
is?
Like a level about Knoxville. You can go around and look at everything. Yeah. And
then there's historical landmarks
is
off
it
in
free?
The distance? Probably.
Huh.
Probably free.
Wow.
The last I heard, there was actually another locally owned radio station going to put their studio up there. Be kind of cool.
We got to beat them to that.
It's too late.
Why? Step your game up.
They'd already leased it. They were building it out when COVID hit. I need to check in with my friend and see if they got it all done.
Do that. Keep me posted.
You imagine every morning live from the White Claw Sunsphere.
I know some
studios.
Guys that do some work on the roof of the Sunsphere.
The roof?
So you just one up them.
Is it a roof? Is it just the exterior?
We can just
it's a circle.
We just go outdoor studio on top.
It's flat on the top
of the Sunsphere.
Can't be a sphere if it's flat
like,
on
like
the top.
There's like a little flat area you can stand.
Well, it's
flat.
Got like all those flat edges.
I mean, you got to be harnessed in.
So it's not a sphere at all. My life is a lie.
Yeah. I mean, if you, yeah, that's a good point.
Man, that is
not really.
I mean, it can't be a sphere unless it's perfectly spherical.
Spherical. Hmm.
Big game tonight, Dave. I know who you want to win. Do the Bills gonna win?
I don't know. Are they going to be a close game? I mean, Bills struggled a little bit as of late, but they were able to take some time, get some rest. Hopefully, coming off a bye, they are ready to play.
There's actually like a whole depressed area at the top, kind of like a little tiny donut hole thing with like antennas and stuff.
Radar and
such. Yeah. I mean, Buffalo is a 2.5-point favorite.
That surprises me, honestly. The way the Patriots have been playing, I actually thought they'd... I mean, because it's
well,
in
thinking,
Foxborough, right?
No, it's in Buffalo.
Okay, that's probably why.
They're thinking Buffalo's defense will be able to contain the offense.
Their defense has
the
been
past.
So hot and cold, though. I mean, the Colts ate them alive.
Now that we know it's Music City Bowl and Purdue, can we just take the extra bowl practices and right before the bowl game be like, actually, we're going to self-impose... We're not showing up.
I would not be against it.
I would,
especially like if the team's like, we really don't want to. Like, we're not really hyped up about it. Be like, you know what? Yeah, we'll just.
I'm down for another COVID outbreak, and they just don't have enough players, and we're like, all right,
come on,
but,
easy.
But you have it has to be punishment.
Yeah.
So you have to.
Well, technically, we took one last year.
Yeah, why don't they just count that one?
Maybe they did. I know. What did they say?
Maybe the NCAA will forget.
What was our excuse? What was our excuse? COVID.
COVID.
Yeah.
Maybe we can be like, actually, that's just what we told people. It really was a bowl ban.
But that's what we said. That's what we said last year. We said like they're taking this as a
they should have
COVID, but it was totally a bowl.
Were we supposed to play Army or Army filled in for us?
Army filled in for us, right?
West Virginia.
Yeah, we were supposed to play West Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I think that's right. I think Army played in the game.
Yeah. They can get somebody else to go play Purdue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Vandy. They're right there. Black and gold versus black and gold.
That reminds me of that thing on Twitter about the high school team not bringing the correct freshman or JV team. They ended up having a hodgepodge game. Charlie Collier was there. Getting ready to call the varsity games. So it was like a guys and girls, it was like a co-ed team versus like an all-girls team or something. Came down to the wire. Apparently it was the most exciting high school basketball Friday night.
Nate, there was,
sounds crazy.
There was some bad news over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this, and we're just now getting an opportunity, but your boy at Presbyterian is stepped down.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Why?
Well, they lost every game after those first two wins.
Yeah, but those first two.
Always
can't take that away from him.
Remember you this
Did
way.
He really he stepped down.
Better he got fired. I just know he won't be coaching next year.
Mutual agreement. Yeah, it's like, hey, this we thought this would work. We thought it would be funny. It was neither, and you got to go. That's a shame.
It was kind of funny.
If it had worked, he'd have been a hero. But yeah, if stuff like that flames out. Just kind of like, okay, this gimmick was really stupid. Mm. The line has swung though, Nate. Bettors taking the Vols. I'm starting to get a little nervous though. We're not going to have Alante Taylor. Probably going to have a couple other guys say like
the Vol. A lot of Vol for Lifers were not happy with Alante not finishing it out with his team. You know,
a lot of people on Twitter were saying, "I'm like, guys, this is so stupid. It's a meaningless bowl game, and he really does have
it's
to go get
it." Meaningless, Houston. It's Tennessee football, by God.
Well, okay. I think.
How often do you get to go 7-5 and play in the Music City Bowl?
As often as you can go 7-5, probably. I'm just saying. I think we're probably going to see quite a few people skip out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'd blame them.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.